Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd firstly like to congratulate you on your election as chair, and I assure you of our support. I would like to briefly highlight the paper submitted by my delegation. This paper provides an update on the paper submitted in 2018 meeting of experts for MX4 by my delegation, and provides an overview of the activities that Australia's Health Security Initiative is supporting to strengthen health systems in the Indo-Pacific region. In October 2017, the then Australian Minister for Foreign Affairs, the Honourable Julie Bishop, launched the Australian Government's Health Security Initiative for the Indo-Pacific region, with funding of $300 million Australian over 5 years. The initiative aims to contribute to the avoidance and containment of emerging infectious disease threats in the Indo-Pacific region, whether they are natural or deliberate in origin. The initiative is supporting a range of activities aimed at accelerating research on new drugs and diagnostics, expanding partnerships at the national, regional, and global level to strengthen human and animal health systems, and deepening people-to-people linkages. Examples include funding for product development partnerships to develop innovative treatments and diagnostics for malaria and tuberculosis. The initiative has contributed funds to the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, or CEPI, for the coordination of the development of vaccines against infectious diseases, including high-priority diseases of relevance to the Indo-Pacific region. Contributions have also been made to a number of funds that assist in response and preparedness efforts for infectious diseases, including the WHO Health Emergencies Program, the World Bank Pandemic Emergency Financing Facility, and the WHO Contingency Fund for Emergencies. The initiative is also investing in laboratory twinning, whereby laboratories will be assisted and mentored by high-quality laboratories in Australia. Currently supported twinning arrangements include partnerships between the Australian Animal Health Laboratory and veterinary laboratories in Myanmar and Indonesia. Additional twinning and networking arrangements are in the process of being considered for public health and animal health laboratories. The initiative is also supporting a health security fellows program for students of the ASEAN region to obtain training in field epidemiology via a public health placement in their country. All of these programs will focus on building human capacity and strengthening networks across the region to ensure sustainability. Programs such as Australia's Health Security Initiative demonstrate how enhanced cooperation and assistance for public health capacity and response can help reinforce the security objectives of the BWC. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.